Hello, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And today we're going to do some reaction videos to some women who regret feminism.
The newest webinar from Redonkulous.com Productions is here.
Hey, how you doing? You like this couch? Well, I don't like this couch!
Introducing the Working Man's Survival Guide in the Woke Era. 97 hilarious minutes of informative employment strategy. Pop will not only show you how to get a job, but how to keep it while avoiding the pitfalls of human resources.
Because, you know, they're probably listening to everything you say and recording it. This is a joke.
So grab your brown bag lunch and stay away from that water cooler. Instead, download your copy of the Working Man's Survival Guide right now for the cost of one Benjamin. Franklin, not Shapiro. Supporters on GiveSendBro, Locals, and Subscribestar will save one Jackson. Andrew, not Michael.
So if you don't want to walk around looking like Harry Potter's waxed butthole, there are other options out there.
Available now through August 4th. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and follow the links.
Meat Gazer.
You'll receive your download link at checkout. So if you're using your phone, be sure to copy the link or screen grab the page. Thank you for your support and rigor please.
If you can go horizontal in your office, it's kind of an invitation for women to come in and get horizontal in your office. And that's how you catch a charge, get fired, or get sued into the Stone Age. If you haven't noticed, men are waking up out there. Okay? We are now in the third generation of men getting ass raped in court. And it's gotten to the point where they hate men, especially a white male, for anything. And we men, we are reacting logically. We're done. We're staying away from it. It's not worth the hassle. The women out there are starting to feel it. All of that, you know, I'm a bad bitch, I'm a boss, blah, blah, blah. Men don't care. And when they, most women, when they talk like that around other men, the men look at that woman like, ah, she's just temporary. I don't need that much aggravation in my life. I'm not living my life walking on eggshells. But let's see this clip. This is going to be great.
I have a kid. I used to be like that until I had my kid. Now that I have my kid, like, I might be this, oh, I'm a boss bitch, da, da, da. But deep down in my heart, I would do absolutely anything to be at home and be, like, always with my child.
There you go.
But
okay, so now she's breaking down and crying because she just wants to spend all kinds of time with her kid. Listen, when I became a father, like it changed my world 180 degrees. Like literally, my children became my primary focus in everything. So I understand what she's saying here. But she's a single mother now because she bought into feminism, and now she's singing the blues on the Fresh and Fit show.
But unfortunately,
and have a man protect you. Stop acting like stop leaving out the man part.
Right.
Because for you to be home with your child, that means you got a man
exactly.
Home.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like he's right, and that shit's hard. Like, but unfortunately, since I'm by myself, I gotta hustle. You know, yep. But I would do anything to have a man. Like
that's what we saying. Right. That's exactly.
God bless you. God bless you for telling the fucking truth.
All right. Well, all I can say is, you know, Myron is cranking out masterpieces at Fresh and Fit.